Essay 16. Call for Tribunal of Inquiry. This call was first made in 1996 by the sometime Deputy Mayor of Swansea, Councillor Johan Richards, in September 1996, and repeated many times since then. It is recorded on AIAS.us in all detail. It was sent to Aberystwyth and ignored by the university. About 15 years later, I'm still locked out of the university, which ignores all my correspondence. Since that time, Wales has gained a small measure of independence and a Welsh language university established. It is the feeling in Wales that this Welsh language university is the only university worthy of support by the Assembly. My case is well known throughout the world, and as shown on AIAS.us, I have widespread international support. I have been kept without salary since 1986 by the so-called University of Wales, whose true nature is one of bankrupt cynicism expressed in insolent silence, silence before its supreme authority, the people of Wales. This silence is the leaden echo of Gerard Manley Hopkins. Recently, I have posted several messages about this on the influential diary or blog of AIAS.us. Having been accorded numerous international honours and British honours and high honours, there is no further need to trumpet my case. No matter how much I will achieve, I will be locked out of the so-called University of Wales, or whatever it has become, or so I'm told by wishful cynics. So in view of this flagrant challenge to society and meritocracy, what is needed now is to cease funding the University of Wales entirely, except for staff and students with ability in the Welsh language, or to train them in the language. My case shows that the university is unable to support or recognise homegrown merit, has slipped into entire insignificance in international rankings, and is an obscure self-serving club. The international outcry at my treatment at UNCC is enough for any government to become alarmed at what is going on in the universities. 29 devastating international condemnations of UNCC are posted on AIAS.us. The university system has been unable to put right this grave miscarriage of justice and has remained silent, hoping I will go away. It was finally righted by unprecedented high honours from the British government, not by the university system. My work is currently attracting intense worldwide interest, not least from the university sector, and has been during the entire span of time during which I have been in internal exile. In the words of one of the judges of UNCC, a tiny but damaging minority of the academic system is reeking with malice. We have seen this time and time again, and governments must begin to cut back university funding in consequence, with the exception of basic undergraduate teaching. The innocent must suffer with the guilty unless the university system can reform itself drastically, and there's no sign of that, quite naturally. The Doctor in Scientia degree I earned at an unprecedented age of 28 in 1978, and which I have held for 32 years, is a higher distinction than a university chair. The DSC was first awarded to mark this highest distinction in the University of London in 1860, and taken up thereafter by all other universities in Britain, the Commonwealth, and Ireland. It is carefully regulated, and rarely, if ever, awarded under the age of 40. It is recognised throughout the world. So I set a world record at age 28, a record that still stands now, 32 years later. This degree was awarded by the University of Wales itself, so I should have been appointed to a professorship along with the degree. This is still the case now, 32 years later, and will always remain the case. The DSC is still a distinction higher than a university chair or professorship, and is a distinction recognised by the University of Wales. The only difference between other professors and myself is that I am not paid anything, while the others are paid very well for demonstrably lesser output and merit. Another difference is that I'm a fluent Welsh speaker, while the others are very often not. It would be interesting to put all this before a rigorously independent tribunal that specialises in equal opportunity. If put before any university mechanism, there would be another in a long line of cover-ups. If put before members of Parliament, nothing would happen. So remote are they from the electorate, and so unresponsive in neglect of basic duty, that of the representatives of the people in its Parliament. It's tempting to compare my case with that of Sakharov or Dreyfus, for example. The former was in internal exile for years, and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, accepted on his behalf by Eleanor Bonner. The latter was a French army officer who was unjustly accused but fought back and was cleared. Both were from ethnic minorities, so my case shows that prejudice is as strong as ever. It has merely taken a different format. Mine is not an ethnic prejudice. It is a pure and insane personal malice and a cynical assault on meritocracy. It means that most of the claims of the university system amount to pure hypocrisy. And by long experience, the only way for any government to meet this challenge to its authority is to cut down university funding. In the immortal words of David Lloyd George, the latter is often for a collection of the unemployed chosen at random. There is plenty of evidence for this on AIAS.us. Tony Blair and his government made an attempt to make society more meritocratic, and he was the Prime Minister who recommended my civil list pension to Parliament. The latter voted it in 2005. The pension is a rare thing. It is awarded purely on merit at the discretion of the head of state, my distant cousin, Queen Elizabeth II. Is not that enough for the University of Wales, in which the Queen, the head of state, is visitor? It should be. How many other graduates of the university are on the civil list? Furthermore, the University of Wales cannot exclude me. I am a member of its Guild of Graduates 3 times over, and hold a distinction within the university of higher merit than a full professor. Otherwise, the university is meaningless. Unfortunately, one comes close to the latter conclusion. What is the source of all this reeking malice? No living being remembers. No living being understands. But many living now and in future generations are and will be deeply concerned that this could happen in Wales, a modern democracy. They will be concerned because they are human beings, part of a society that should always be based on merit. This is basic to the humanist ideal.